Amen. Wonderful. So, if you've been around over the summer at all, so from the end of July until now, you'll know that we've been doing sort of little snippety testimony. Let's hear some people's stories of how God has worked in their life to this point. And crucially, the question we've been asking is, what would you tell your younger self if you could? And I get to do today, lucky you guys. As I've been thinking about today and what I might say to my younger self, nothing like a bit of self-therapy, is there? There's lots of stuff that kind of bubbled to the surface, but I think that the threaded theme that has come from my contemplations has been to tell my previous self, and let's face it, my current self as well, get out of your comfort zone and follow Jesus. There you go. So that's what I would tell my previous self and my current. I have a little gaggle of stories and anecdotes that I thought I would share a little bit with you this afternoon, kind of snippety examples of why this is something that I would tell myself. And I think it kind of stems primarily because we live in a society that values comfort really, really highly. And I think it's often in hindsight, the glorious hindsight, that I can see how God has moved in my life and has been forming me, particularly in times of being uncomfortable. Because apparently that's what we're doing this summer. Here are some pictures of me as a child, you lucky people. I grew up in... Oh, that's fine. You don't have to see pictures. There you go. That's me in my group. It is. I grew up in quite a stable home with my lovely cage. And this is me. And then the next one is of my siblings. I had a great family. There you go, the ultimate poser at the age of 4 or something. And I was your kind of type A kind of kid. So I really enjoyed school. I fit into the system quite well. Here's a picture of me on my first day of school. Next picture. There we go. Yeah, rocking those socks. And yeah, really enjoyed going to school. Was a bit of a nerd. Did quite well, made friends quite easily. There's a picture of me as a teenager going to my first gig with my friends. There you go, it's a bit blurry because who had digital cameras back then? I think we saw Nelly Furtado. Hey, I know, great, exactly. It looks like a prom picture. No, nobody needs to see that one. I had a really stable, safe childhood, and I don't take that for granted. I'm really appreciate that it has set me up very well for adulthood. One effect that this did have on me was that I was always quite comfortable, which sounds great. Life came fairly easy as a child, and I didn't have to try a lot, to be honest, which did not prepare me for being uncomfortable, which inevitably I have and continue to be at times. I didn't necessarily develop the skills for how to handle being out of my depth or out of my skill ability either. I left school and quite randomly and last minute, not how I would encourage people to decide what they're going to do with their life, went into nursing. I think there's a picture of me as a nurse somewhere. And suddenly, life felt, there you go, life felt significantly less comfortable. I found myself at 18 with a fairly narrow life exposure at that point, doing 13-hour shifts, half of them at nighttime. Ask any 18-year-old if they're comfortable with that. And I found myself face-to-face with not just sick people, but often sick people that I couldn't help get better. I found myself face-to-face with angry and scared people who were lashing out at you because you are a representation of their poor health. Found myself with buzzers, bed baths, emergency alarms, all the body fluids everywhere, all the time, and feeling wholly inadequate for the task at hand. both emotionally and practically. Like really green, fresh, wide-eyed, and thinking, I don't really know what I'm doing here. As I said, it was a quick decision made. And I found myself being like, can I do this? Is this for me? It really doesn't feel very comfortable. I'm not confident enough. I'm not competent enough, that's for sure. Fast forward a few years, and Daniel and I become parents. You see, yeah? Is there a picture of me with it? Yeah, there you go. And would you know, once again, finding myself very uncomfortable. Finding myself on 8 hours sleep for a week, post C-section, with Daniel going back to work full-time 6 days in, unable to feed her, brain fog to the max, genuinely thinking this was not a good idea, and then feeling like the worst person in the world for thinking this is not a good idea, and thinking, can I do this? I did not expect it to be like this for me. Like, is this for me? It's a bit late, because it has to be. I'm not competent, I'm not confident enough for any of this. My comfort zone is but a dot on the horizon. But fast forward a few more years, and we're moving to Gloucester to plant or to start Gloucester Vineyard Church. Yeah, we'll have a whoop for that. Here's a picture of probably about 6 weeks in, 2 months in. This was the entirety of our church, which was wonderful, and we were out doing a Super Sunday. And the next one as well is early days church planting. This one, I'm just saying, be grateful. This is how we used to do games in the early days. So be grateful that it's just heads or tails. But again, once again, I found myself going, can I do this? I'm not your directive, solo pioneer-y kind of person. Church leadership in the way that I've seen it done or how I perceive it to be did not seem like my comfort zone. Can I do this? Is this for me? I'm not confident in my own competence for this. Once again, wholly out of my comfort zone and wondering, what on earth am I doing here? And I think the reason I would tell my previous self, get out of your comfort zone, is because every time we do, I think we have three options, or at least these are the three that I have found myself facing. Option number one, yeah, is I could quit. Forget nursing. I'll just do something with less of the uncomfortable world in my face at all times. Number two, option number two was I could do this in my own strength, with my own perspective, with my own abilities. I could work harder. Hiya! We could work harder. I could learn more. I could be better or be a different person. That would preferably be ideal. I could organize more. I could strive until I achieve, burn out, or I die. That's option number two. Attractive. Or number three, I could follow Jesus. And thank you, Rosanna. I think that is the option I'll choose. Now, this might sound a bit trite and a bit nebulous and a bit like, oh, Jesus is the answer to everything. But I think it's fair to say that it's genuinely saved my sanity and it has shaped my life in more ways than one. So I could quit, I could do it in my own strength, or I could follow Jesus. There is a chapter in the biography of Jesus written by Matthew in chapter 6. And this whole chapter is really wonderful. I'd highly recommend reading it if you can. There's Bibles in the book, in the chairs if you want to. And it starts with a few little sections on our attitudes towards life. Not doing all the good stuff or praying all the right words or fasting so that people will praise you and think that you're excellent and wonderful. But doing these in a way that work on your heart and work on your relationship with God. And then it goes on to talk about where we store our treasures, what we're putting into our bodies and our minds, and what masters or idols that we might be serving. And it kind of highlighting all the things that can kind of dominate our thoughts and our motives. And then the section ends with this imploration not to worry, not to worry about the practicalities of all the things that can dominate our thoughts. And instead, it says this. You ready? Oh, there you go. Great. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. And this is what I mean when I say I would tell myself to get out of my comfort zone and to follow Jesus. Because out of my comfort zone has bubbled to the surface what my motives are, why and how I'm doing all the things that I'm doing. Being out of my comfort zone shows where I'm actually storing up my treasure. For me, it's in what people think of me and in my own abilities. Being out of my comfort zone highlights what I'm actually idolizing. And again, for me, it's my own capacity to be able to do things, my own judgments, my own understanding, and my own view of the world. Being out of my comfort zone magnifies my fears and my worries. Isn't that a joy? And for me, again, that looks like my biggest fear is that I'll get it wrong and either look stupid or hurt somebody. It's better and safer just not to do the things out of your comfort zone. And this passage invites me to, therefore, in consideration of all of the motives and the thoughts and the worries, to seek the kingdom of God, to get away from the usual tropes that can kind of dominate my thoughts, and instead to seek his kingdom and trust that he will give me what I need. So when I wondered how I could genuinely care for my patient who is handcuffed to the bed with police guarding him at all times because they've done some not nice things, and I put myself in the seat of judge, if I follow Jesus, if I seek first his kingdom, he shows me that they are just as much a child of God as the person next to them and as me. That they need healing, not just physically, but in all ways, just like me. When I wondered how on earth I could bear one more day of non-stop crying baby or no sleep, and when I worry about what others will think of me if I parent wrong, or if I sleep train, or if I don't sleep train, both of those are wrong. If I follow Jesus, if I seek first his kingdom, he shows me that I can be God's non-stop crying baby. And he shows me in that patience and love and kindness. And so maybe because he shows me that, if I receive them, then maybe I can pass it on to mine. When I wondered why God would ask me, an emotional, often indecisive woman, to lead part of his church, or if I not allow my eyes and my brain to be filled with the world's version of what a leader should and shouldn't look like, if I follow Jesus and I seek his kingdom, he shows me exactly how he values women, and he shows me the need for how he's made me within church leadership. Getting out of my comfort zone has transformed my life, both internally and externally. It requires me day in and day out to choose option number three, to choose to follow Jesus, to seek his kingdom and to trust him and not myself. And it's not just like the big decisions of life, like what job shall I do, where shall I live, but actually to seek his kingdom wherever I find myself, in the midst of it all. I have various stories of being out of my comfort zone praying for people, and there was one time when I was praying for someone and I had no words. Well, I was hoping to pray for someone and I was just stood there like, ah. And then I felt this like desire to groan and I was like, nope, I am not doing that. Absolutely not. And God was like, I'd really love you to do this. I know it's not in your comfort zone, but I really love you. And so I'm praying and I just go, huh. And she's literally like, oh my gosh, yes. And I was like, oh, huh? And we did this weird mutual groaning thing. And essentially off the back of that, she, when we'd finished this bizarre, very uncomfortable interaction, she turns to me and she goes, I have no words. I just feel a deep, deep groaning in my soul. And I was like, good. I'm glad I could join you on that journey. But that's been a moment where I've gone, I'm out of my comfort zone. What am I learning here? How am I discovering more of who God is and how he interacts with people? And I went, it doesn't require my words. Isn't that wonderful? He sees the depths of us and he knows what's going on in the inside. And he is bigger and better and kinder than my fear of being like, I didn't write any of that down. But if we get out of our comfort zone and we choose to follow Jesus, we find ourselves really slowly and beautifully being transformed into more of his likeness, into valuing every individual, showing patience and kindness in times of frustration, stepping up and stepping into how he has created us as individuals. And I've learned to trust that uncomfortable transformation over the years, as following Jesus through uncomfortable nursing is forming me into a more loving and a less judgmental person. Thank you, Jesus. I'm learning to follow the beautiful example of God the Father through uncomfortable parenting. Thank you, Jesus. And through uncomfortable leadership, I'm growing into more of who God has created me to be. Thank you, Jesus. So yeah, that's what I would say to my younger self. Get out your comfort zone and follow Jesus. Or maybe seek first the kingdom and then trust the rest to him. And so, kind of whistle through that. I thought I'd end by praying for us all, if that's okay. There's one of my favorite bits of the Bible that I return to time and time again. And it's a prayer from the book of Romans, which is written by a guy called Paul, who's an epic church planter of the early church. And I'd like to pray it for myself and for you guys today, if that's okay. So if you feel comfortable, feel free to close your eyes. Hold your hands out as if you're receiving a gift, if you feel comfortable. And I want to pray for us today. Holy Spirit, would you come? I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace, because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we choose to trust you today in our discomfort, in our responding to what you might be saying or how you might be leading us. God, we trust you. And as we trust you, will you fill us with joy and peace? May we overflow with confident hope. God, we want to seek your kingdom and trust you with the rest. Amen.